Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Charlie White hosts the opening drive weekdays 7 to 11 a.m. on Sirius XM Channel 88. Of course, us back here in New England, we always knew that he just wanted to be a radio guy, that he really didn't want to be a football coach, wanted to be a radio guy. He joins us live from Miami right now. Charlie, good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just that I wanted to be a football guy, just no one wants me. So that's that means I'm forced to be a radio guy.
Yeah, wait till you're a radio guy and they don't want you there. You know, then you move on to something else. I want to start with this Brady stuff because we're consumed with it day by day by day. And I'm wondering if you look at Tom Brady at age 42, he'll be 43 if he ends up going to another team next year or he stays. The coach, you tell me, what is it like? And there's one thing about Brady and him being adaptable, but is everybody else within the organization adaptable to Brady? Does this work if Tom Brady decides he's going to go play for the Raiders? He's going to go play for the Chargers? He's going to go play somewhere else, Charlie?
Well, it depends on whether they're adapting to him or he's adapting to them. That's, you know, sometimes like when Peyton went to Denver, Denver adapted to Peyton. Peyton didn't adapt to Denver, you know, so it would all depend on where he went. But let's look at this logically here for a second. Logically, like I just read an article this morning that Montana recommends Brady stay in New England. Now, here's a guy who left and went to Kansas City, but you know, that was his recommendation. You know, everyone in New England and everyone who roots for the Pats, like me, would like for this to end with Tommy in New England. You know, I'd like for him to end up there. You guys would like it. You know, Mr. Kraft would like it. I'm sure the team would like it. But I have one rhetorical question to ask you. Why is he a free agent?
Yeah.
Well, rhetorical, so we don't really want an answer. Well, this is Charlie's thing. Charlie likes the rhetorical questions.
Well, Charlie, I would say I think a lot of people up here feel like, you know, he wanted this extension. He wanted a 2-year deal. Maybe for a few years he's wanted it. And this past year they were unwilling to give it to him and just said, you know what, then I want to be a free agent. You know, and I think that was kind of his choice because he kind of didn't really get what he wanted from this organization.
Okay, so then by deductive reasoning, let's take away Tommy Brady, let's say it's anybody, then if he wanted to be a free agent and he's a free agent, why would you become a free agent just if you really just wanted to stay right there?
See, I think it had more to do about not having somebody else control your future. That's what I think it came down to. I mean, you could, you know, split this into a million different ways, but in the end, I feel like it was more about him having control in the end. Like, that was more important to him. But I want to ask you something that was more specific to Tom Brady on the football field. So what we do here is we sit there and we try to decipher and decide when he is falling off this make-believe cliff. When do his skills diminish? Now, I know you saw him when he was a rookie, and I know you watch him all the time now. How do you think his skill level is at this point in time? Is it 1 to 10, 10 being best?
My qualifier for a quarterback is touchdown to interception ratio. And if the touchdown to interception ratio is 3 to 1 or higher, he's a frontline quarterback. Well, he was 24 to 8, so he was 3 to 1. So to me, that means he's still a frontline quarterback. Is he Patrick Mahomes? No, he might not be Patrick Mahomes, okay? And you might talk about some other guys who, if I were picking a team now with him at 42, would you pick him first? Yeah, maybe not. But when a guy's throwing three touchdowns to every interception, that usually means you're going to win a lot of football games. So to me, that still puts him in a top 10, a top 5 category quarterback.
So, Charlie, I know a lot of people, when you look at his year, they'll look at the completion percentage and quarterback rating and where he is. When you watch this team this year, there was a lot of factors that played into his performance and his final numbers. Offensive line, wide receivers, new guys, older guys trying to figure out, you know, how to make this offense work. So when you watched him this year, how much did you put on factors other than Tom Brady based on his performance rather than just him?
Hey, Fourier could have started a tight end for him this year.
We agree.
He could have.
I tried.
Amazing.
So the point I'm getting at, the biggest factor wasn't Tommy. It was Gronkowski. By far the biggest factor. I don't think it's close for second. Because you're talking about that left him with only one security blanket. And if you could say James White is an alternative security blanket, but that's a little different at running back. Okay, so you got Edelman, and then who else? Who was his other security blanket? When Gronk was there, you had one on one side, one on the other side. You had two places to go in every situation. Mm-hmm. Now you're down to one. That's why you saw 18 guys covering Edelman all the time. Let's put 18 on Edelman, and everyone else will put somebody on him. And I think that the loss of Gronkowski, I mean, has been underestimated or undervalued by everyone because that was huge.
Go ahead.
We're talking to Charlie Weiss down in Miami at the Super Bowl. So, basing everything that you just said, and I think you're right about what you said, they also had offensive line problems. They also had young receivers that weren't on the same page with Tom Brady. They didn't really have a good running attack. And so, Tom Brady was chased around a lot during the course of the game. The one thing we don't know, Charlie, is what does Bill Belichick think? And Belichick seems to always be on the cutting edge of what's the next big thing in football. Is it possible that Belichick may look at it and say, I need a quarterback based on these conditions now, unless they're perfect, I need a quarterback that can extend the play a little bit longer. You're seeing it with Mahomes. You're seeing it with Chad. You're seeing it with these other guys. Is that possible that maybe Bill wants to go into a different direction?
Well, I have to answer that in two parts. I started off my preface to this conversation was the guy's still throwing three touchdowns to every interception. And on a team where there was only one legitimate wide receiver. Okay, so not slighting anyone else, but that's what he was dealing with this year. And he's still at a 3-1 touchdown interception ratio. You know, so obviously with better guys and more talented guys around him, or better developed guys, you know, a year further along in the system, you know, you'd expect things to get better, not worse. No, so let's start with that. Now, directly answering your question, hey, Bill has shown that he's going to make decisions that are business decisions that are the best, you know, the best interest of the Pats. I mean, I lived through Bledsoe, I lived through Lawyer Malloy, I watched with Seymour and Dion and a lot of those guys that left to go to different teams. Okay, but when it's all said and done, Bill's going to make a decision that he thinks is the best for the Patriots. Now, that being said, you can't undervalue the importance that Tommy Brady has met to the Patriots because it's been a three-headed monster. Okay, Belichick, Tommy, and Kraft. And there's a lot of people that want to stand online for credit, but, you know, you can take the credit and about 95% of it, you could head in the direction of those three guys and then kind of spread out the rest of it. And I think that you would like to think that all three of those guys would end up walking away from New England with everything still intact. You know, so I'm hoping he ends up going back to New England. You know, I'm still a Pats homer. I'm hoping that's the way it happens. But if it doesn't happen, it'll be because a combination of Bill and or Tommy felt that it was in the best interest to move on.
So you're hoping,
you know, that's not what Robert wants.
So if you're hoping it, but what do you think's going to happen? What do you, based on all that information you just gave us, what do you think is going to happen in the end?
Oh, we're all just taking guesses.
Yeah, take a guess.
I'm not going to take that.
Why won't you take a guess? And we won't listen, Charlie. We won't hold you to it. Okay,
we'll erase
we'll
the
say
tape.
Charlie
we'll
did
it.
Not want to do this. We forced him to do it.
I want him to end up with the Pats. That's why I want him to end up. If he left the Pats, I hope he goes somewhere where he has a chance of winning another ring.
Do you look at the contract though as something that they can work through based on his cap number, the deadline that they have to reach, you know, and how that could affect negotiations?
Well, somebody is going to offer him a lot of money. You know that. I mean, let's just give an example of one team. I mean, the Los Angeles Chargers are going into a brand new stadium of which they're the tenant. It's the Rams Stadium. They're not selling any tickets, and they don't have a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Now, last year, going into last year's season, most people had the Rams who had won double digits the year before. The Chargers who had won double digits the year before as one of the favorites, okay, to get to the Super Bowl this year. Well, Rivers is in Florida, probably going to play for Tampa, and they have a big opening at the quarterback position. Well, if you were the Chargers and you were trying to sell tickets in that stadium and bring some juice to the place, can you think of a better answer than that?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, I think we've mentioned obviously that scenario an awful lot. Another one is, and I don't know, you tell me, if you are Tom and going somewhere else, you know, what are you looking for? Like you said, in order for a team to adjust their offense around you, is a head coach, a relationship like Mike Vrabel, does that make it easier to kind of go there and say, okay, this is something that we can do, we'll adapt it around you? Is Tennessee a good fit?
Well, I mean, Tennessee could be a good fit. You know, they got, right now they don't have a quarterback under contract, right?
Yeah.
So it all comes down to, you know, money's. If you're going to take all the money and give it to one spot, that might be a good guy to do it with. Now, obviously, if you hear Tannehill's going somewhere else, you know, you could see Tennessee fitting. They can run the football. Their offensive line improved. They're getting more skilled players around on offense. They play pretty good on defense. Okay, but, you know, all those things being said, why wouldn't you just try to get it done in New England? You know, obviously Vrabel also grew up under Belichick, so I don't think he's going to be in the business of grossly overpaying anyone. I don't think that's what he's going to do.
You can catch Charlie Weiss on the Opening Drive weekdays 7 to 11 a.m. on Sirius XM. He joined us here on the Harbor One Hotline. Charlie, it's always great talking with you. Stay well, my friend.
You know, it's kind of bad down here. I'm down here in Miami, and the Pats aren't here.
I mean, it's weird, isn't it?
Something just doesn't feel right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Stay away from that. Stay away from those beaches. All right.
All right.
See you, bud. Bye, bye.
See you, Charlie.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.